You know, we learn a lot from second date updates. And one of the things that we haven't talked about enough that I think we're learning is that when you go out on a first date with somebody, do not let them use the bathroom. Well, let them go to the bathroom. If they have to use the bathroom, you make sure they relieve themselves right in your plain sight. Right there at the table. Make sure they relieve themselves right there at the table.
Okay? I have not learned that. You're the other one that's picked that up.
Not only is it sexy, we already know that, but every time somebody goes to the bathroom, they disappear. We hear that all the time in second date updates.
If someone's going to ditch, that's when they do it.
Where people go out with someone and then they go, oh, excuse me, I got to go tinkle real quick. And then they're never to be heard from again. And that's what happened to Tara, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. What's up, Tara?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Dude, he ditched you on a bathroom break?
Yeah, never let your date go to the freaking bathroom.
Oh,
yep,
my God.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't break the seal. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, before we get into him ditching you, where'd you meet this dude?
So we'd met on Bumble, and we'd been, like, chatting for a little bit. And he was, like, a funny dude. Like, we got along. And I was supposed to go to a concert with a friend. And then last minute, she totally ditches me, and I really wanted to go, and I didn't have anybody to go with. So I basically, like, took a chance, asked this guy if he'd come with me to the show, and he did, and it was fun.
Okay. Yes.
What's his name, by the way?
His name's Ben.
Ben.
That's,
okay,
like, a good opening that you took.
Yeah. Like, super chill, but not too much conversation, just enough.
Right.
And did you guys have fun?
It was a blast. We had so much fun. We were, like, dancing around. He was enjoying the show, too. So, I don't know.
I feel like you don't have a good take on his actual emotions if he left in the middle of the date.
Not at all. I literally don't get it. We were having such a good time up to that point. Literally 5 minutes before, we were making out. Like, I don't get it.
What?
Oh, wow. He made out with you and everything?
Whoa. Yeah, we were dancing. I mean, there was kind of like this one point where we were dancing and it was like really crowded and we kind of like lost each other for maybe like 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
But, like, we found each other, and right after that is when, like, the making out ensued. So I figured it was fine.
Right, and if he was going to ditch you, why wouldn't he ditch you when you lost each other?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that would have been the perfect time to get out and be like, oh, sorry, it was crowded, and
couldn't
I thought maybe
you
left, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And then, like, a little bit later, after all of these fun things, he was like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. And then, apparently, the bathroom ate him.
Is there any way that you said it was so crowded. Maybe he really honestly couldn't find you again.
See, that's what I was thinking. But even if you can't find somebody, you usually answer your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sorry.
And even if it's like dead that night, you call maybe the next day.
Exactly.
Okay. And you haven't heard anything from him at all?
Not at all. Nothing.
So what are you feeling right now? Are you pissed? Are you...
I'm just annoyed and confused. Like... Honestly, he's a Bumble dude, so saying I'm pissed is, like, a little far.
Okay.
But I'm just confused. Like, I give you a free ticket to a great show, I dance on you, and then we make out, and that was so fun. And then you leave?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? Yeah. Really? Like, I know I'm a great kisser. Sorry if you're not.
Was there anything awkward that happened after the kiss?
No, like, other than us losing each other, which didn't seem like that big of a deal.
Oh, yeah. My God. What if he was cheating on you, and then when he kissed you, he felt guilty and he had to go?
Oh, well, there's an idea.
Yeah, didn't think about that one yet, did you?
No, that hadn't crossed my mind. Thank you.
How many times have you tried to reach out to him since you guys hung out?
I mean, I texted him quite a few times that night just because I was worried, and then the next day I hit him up. And then a couple days after that, and then I just left it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because he hasn't responded at all.
Yeah, at all.
You're not being creepy at all. That's like the perfect amount of...
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
And texting him a few times that night, like after you can't find him, is understandable. Mm-hmm. You didn't freak out on him, did you?
No, I was just like, hey, man, is everything good? Like, where are you at? And then I was like, okay, I can't find you. And then I was like, dude, I'm going to leave in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's normal.
Dude, you're being a lot more chill about this than I think I would be.
Yeah.
I think I'd be really mad. Like,
I've had time to process. And again, I mean, he was really cute, but like, I've also matched with way cuter guys.
Yeah.
So I just want to know, like, it was a blast. Like, I just want to know why.
Okay.
Right.
Well, we'll play a song, come back and call him and get your second date update. Okay.
Okay.
All right, hang on.